I don't want to speak about the spadim. Baruch Hashem, much more fashionable people giving a spadim. I heard once a vot. It says al chayesor, vayove avrom, lifkois lesor, lispoi lesor, velifkoiso. Avrom came, lispoi lesor, velifkoiso. So the first thing asks, where is the hesped on Moshe Rabbeinu? Avraham Avinu stayed, lispoi lesor velifkoiso. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say there was a hesped. Vayifkoiso Yisrael, shloishim yoim. What happened to the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Talmud says, Avraham could give a hesped on Sarah. Moshe Rabbeinu, who could give a hesped? All the Choshev people, maybe they. I'm not there. So I don't give a hesped where I'm too small. But what I want to speak about is the Haita. I want to explain what I think that, you know, Kol Zman, before, you know, the Yitzhahara manages to take away the spilus feelings. It's already far away, already 2 weeks away. But what we could touch, Negiah, Tfisa, before the feelings leave us, a lot of different people call up, you know, they want to help, they heard the mass of the Yeshiva Shver. Not going into the details, it's not my department anyway, L'chur. Someone was calling me up, Mamash Meshuggah, he wants to help. So I made him a time, Shabbos, after Mincha. That time is the best time because, you know, it's limited b'shkia. So, you know, the meeting will not be too long. You know, how long he wants to shmooze. You know, he comes, sure, because all of his files. Starts to give me a whole drosha. You know, if everyone will give a little bit of money, so all together, and he has a whole plan, and a computer, and a system, it's a kosher. Everyone, 5, 6, 7. I give him to speak 10 minutes, 15 minutes. I thought of Givaldik. I think 200 people came with the same idea. So, Mr. Abu, they will have to take the ones that are professional, the ones that really have receipts that they did it. But I said, if you came with a good idea, Taken, your family, your building, sign them up, Taken. So he said, yeah, but he told me that it's a tzadah, it's not Kedai, yes, Kedai. I got some rush. I said, listen, you came to me that you want to sign the whole world. I told you, sign your building. You explained to me that it's very hard, and it's not the mice, and you're not the right person. So I said, but don't feel bad. I want to tell you, Shad. You know, you wanted to be a blessing to you. One of the Maskirim said it. He didn't speak it out so stark. But Tzvi was a Yid that learned terrible Mesiyus Nefesh. This was his godliness. Sick person. Started from zero. Learned day and night. It was very hard for him to learn. In the first year in Kipshuta, it was hard for him to learn. When it became easy for him to learn, Hashem made it physically hard for him to learn. Very hard. Impossible. And he managed and he forced himself. He was over 40. Sat in this corner, set up some blood shield. He said, never knew about him. But it was my son nefesh to learn day and night. Hashem went and paid him to be the biggest machzik teir in the world. Such a present. Deserves it. You coming, you also want to be the machzik teir. Shalom aleichem. Everyone here wants to be the blessed tzvi, the machzik teir. Yeah. The other part, everyone hopes to be, yeah? But little tzirik, I said, if I would have the money, I want. Everyone wants. It doesn't go like that. Even if you want, you can't do it. It's a present. It's a source to be such a person. Hashem pays a person that is Moisel Nefesh. Today, you know, everyone comes with an idea. The Fayemi was a Givaldik idea. Everyone tries the Fayemi and something else, yeah? The Fayemi, you know, they say the famous book, and they ask, what was the mitzvah that the Meir Lublin made that Hashem gave him the idea to do the Daf HaYomi? It's not about to shoot ideas. It's a present to be zeichet to shoot. The schar of such shooting, such an idea, takes a second, just to say it. You get a schar of a second. So much there came to schuz that. A person that has a very good schuz, Hashem megargilim schuz al yaday zaka. So you think, all different people that are planning now to like to take the campaign, they're nothing. Hashem will make them, all of you together will manage, and everyone will feel that he's a little brick. No, Hashem will not give one person to manage to do it, because he doesn't deserve it. You know what schus you have to be deserved? You know what schus you need? I said, you came to me, you wanted to be. Well, because you check in the computer, you have a computer system how to collect money. You think this would cost us to become Muslims? They're coming, calling me 20 times to make an appointment to speak, to show me some papers. Man, learning day and night, you have a Belila. That's what I'm trying to say. Everyone wants to grow. And there's two parts that come out when, you know, you have such a petita. Again, I'm not speaking to you, but there's one part that people see, the Amora Shal Torah, the Yigiyosa Shal Torah. I tell you, this little Shabbos, I decided, last little Shabbos I tried, I failed. I said, this little Shabbos, I said, you know, I'll try to learn like a Muslim Tzvi. I finished my meal early, sent the guest away, and I went to Miss Medrash to learn, but I was very, very tired. I was mamish. I couldn't keep my eyes open. I was so tired. I said, I'm trying to be a Muslim Tzvi this week. Don't think that I managed. I'm trying. I went to a place, a kosher light, with all the klalim mamish. But I was so tired, I had to sit on my fingers. I put my mamish standing fingers and sit on them, I will not fall asleep. And from time to time, to bang my head on the standard. Now, I was falling asleep. It was the first blood gemara that I tried to learn. It took me 8 times to learn until I chapped. I couldn't chap. I decided, I'm learning, I decided I will learn. As a choshev yid came to speak in my learning, I thought about sorry, I was becoming tonight not to speak in learning. I came to learn how to speak in learning. Kipshuta, yeah? Not yoytzezak. That chumash parsha, techinav shechem, and all these, you know, papers. I came to learn. My eyes were closing, but I decided it doesn't make a difference. It came 12 o'clock by night. And Peter, I felt like I woke up. Mamash, I sat there. I could have slept like, by the time I had to go home. Everything came close. I was watching. And that man was trying to speak in and learn. He put his coat down. He said, I don't know, you look like you woke up. I said, yeah, I fell asleep for an hour, now I'm awake. A person works for 3 hours. I was about to give up already. Hashem gives you. It takes time, but He gives. It goes on two parts. It goes on one part. It keeps shooting. Amora Shal Torah, Yigiyosa Shal Torah. I tried it this week. 3 hours. My eyes were closing. I couldn't chap. It was blood on some page. I had learned over 8 times to chap posh pshat. Gemara Rashi. Gemara Rashi. I couldn't chap. Pitom. After 3 hours of trying, Hashem said, okay, I have to help him a little bit. Smooth. Blood after blood. Everything started to go. Pitam. I was so amused that I even forgot how to learn. The people learning it. I really took the art school, do you remember? I'm not getting up, I can't have a marriage, I took the art school. See, you did a good job. I wish to get. It's actually kid I only for that. But this is in learning. But it's also in the other part. At the same time, people see this Harbot Zasteire, unbelievable Harbot Zasteire that was going around. They see a snefesh, how the person was zeicher for so much. But it's a present. The business has to start to think, you know what? Okay, I can learn, I will be this big zvul. No? He has his plans ready, you know, maybe to study something and decide, you know, he wants to have money, he wants to start to help. Don't start to help. If you learn day and night, Hashem will feed you with a spoon that you can mouth its day, that you can mouth the day. If it has to come, it comes. If it has to come to a person, it comes to a person. You have to do your part. And what I wanted to say, this is the first thing I wanted to say. When you hear it, try really to do it. I'm saying, it's hard. 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. It breaks, I'm telling you. If you don't give up, Hashem gives you a day. If I would go to sleep at 11:30, no Shabbos, I'll say, Vaishnavism doesn't work. I said, there's no difference. I'm not moved. Till it will work. And it worked. Probably not a story from 20 years ago, not from 100 years ago. 2 days ago. 2 days ago. That night I slept less hours. I woke up. I was the least tired from last week. 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Did I sleep more hours? I woke up, Shabbos morning already. 6 o'clock, I was awake already. Couldn't sleep. Hashem pays right away. But He wants you to get to the edge. We saw someone that learned till the edge. That pulled till the edge. You're right. The Chayda Rosh Hashiva, we didn't realize to look on it. We thought, make me a favor to come and say hello. We're having the Chayda to stay in the shir. Didn't realize godless. They didn't realize the giant that was here. The koichas that were here. But every person could. Both parts. Science yata dishmaya and teya. If you push and you push and you push, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the siyata dishmaya. But push. Don't push light. Push hard. Not hard. Very hard. Push very hard. It will happen. And the second thing also. And the mitzvahs that you want to do, that you want with Zakeh the Rabbi. That you want with Zakeh the Rabbi. If you do that, Hashem gives you the koyach. I know, I'm telling you, be a dear. There's maybe hundreds of people that approach the yeshiva that they want to help the yeshiva. And everyone got a no in his way. There was one person that is the most capable to help that didn't approach, even though he has the ability, because he felt Talmud Torah can make it kulam, but it's not for him. And from all the people in the world, the yeshiva found him. And he's the one that is helping. And in that, you see the push. You decide to learn, Hashem will give you all of the mitzvahs. All of the mitzvahs of the world. Al zokas teira, al botzas teira, nice. Everything Hashem will give you. If you decide to learn, you don't have to run after it. You have to do it on your own. And this is the job. Not to wait. Everyone here says, Be'ez Hashem, yeah, I heard all the things. One day I will do it. Tonight. And if you fail tonight, you try again tomorrow. But try, now. Now is the time to have a ride. Now is the time. Kill yourself a little bit. Come and get your rest. Otot. Month. Hanukkah, you'll have a rest. But then Hanukkah. Try the catch. Try the chabarim. Not to wait. The koyach of the Yitzhar in our days is or to tell you can't learn, or to tell you, look, this person is managing to do so much for Klal Yisrael. This person is managing to do so much for Klal Yisrael. This person is managing. This is the Yitzhar and the Choshev Bochim. The bad Bochim have a Yitzhar, don't learn. The good Bochim have a Yitzhar, but look what the enemy is doing for Torah. look how much Yen has managed to do. If you do, Hashem gives you. And if He doesn't give you, it's not for you. But this is the time. This is the time to push. This is the time to do. And if you do, you'll have the Siyata Dishmaya. I heard once of all. It says in the Parsha. No, we have Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov comes and gets the bracha. Esav comes in. Yitzchok asks him, "Who you are?" He says, "I'm an Esav, b'chupincha b'cherecho Esav." Vayichad Yitzchok charod gedoylo ad moed. Miu atzad tzayit v'yovel yivarecha v'avorchenu. Yam boruchi. Shema Esav Zdivri Ovi Vayitzak Tzaok Gdoilu Ad Moi Vayim Al Ovi Borchei Nigamoni Tata Gem Mirab Choche. Says, what I could do? Your brother came, Boba Mirmo, he took your broche. Sorry, he took your broche. Says, he says, Ahochi Koro Shmo Yaakov Yaakvei Nizeh Pahamayim Es Chorosi Lokach Ata Lokach Bichosi Halo Yotzalto Mi Broche Tata, you promised me a broche. Second time he's asking for it. What I could do, he has money, he has everything. What I could do for you? Three times. First time, give me a brother, I gave it to your brother. He promised me. I gave it to your brother. He promised me. He says, yeah, but I made him, I gave him money, I gave him this, I gave him that. There's nothing left. Esav turns over to his father. Habrocha achasi b'chaovi. You only have one brocha. Chayni gamoni ovi. Tate, get me a brocha. He starts to cry. V'ya nitzak v'yemer, misham v'yoretz yameshevecho, v'mital ha-shamayim v'ol. You will have. For Shemes, he came to ask for a brocha, his father said, I'm sorry, someone took it. He promised me. I gave him money. Food. What do you want? I'll give you. You only have one bracha. You know what? Take. Mital Hashemayim Me'al. Hashemayim Me'al. It's Mitochas. What is going on? So before we said this, Yitzchok knew that Esav wants the brachas, but he understood that he wants the brachas for supporting Torah. You're right, Yaakov is the one that will learn Torah. Esav will be the one that will help him. The Tamchim Da'iraisa, the Messiah for Divrei Torah. So he told him, this was my plan original. I knew Yaakov learns. I knew you, my son Esav. I will give you the money. You'll be running the money. Yaakov will be learning. Give out the Geshiduch. But Yaakov came, he doesn't need your money. Baruch Hashem, you know Giddush again. Yeah? Because the Mitzvahs. Yeah, Hashem made enough money. We don't need money for the guy. We need him to give, but we have enough money. Yeah? So I don't need... we don't need your money. He says, please give me a bracha. He says, I can't. I gave him. He has. He doesn't need. Hayim Eloi, Abrocha, Achasi Lecha, Ovi. Chayim HaKadosh says, Ruach HaBori. You think I need money for supporting Yaakov? I want money for myself. But you think it's only one thing? I want the Gashmias because I want the Gashmias. So then they say, Gashmias? Mital Hashemayim Me'al. Take, it's worth nothing. Can give you, I have tons of it. I thought you need the Gashmias to support David. As I said, there's no point. Ruch Mizdik Gashmias. Gashmias Mitzaratzma? Gashmias L'Shem Gashmias? Gashmias, the shame Gashmias? It's worth nothing, Gashmias, the shame Gashmias. Gashmias is worth nothing. Aben Teire wants to start his life. the yesod to know is Gashmias Hashem, Gashmias is Golisht. Gashmias Hashem, Gashmias is Golisht. The ganze meile of Gashmias is for Ruchnias. The ganze meile of Gashmias is for Ruchnias. The tachlis of Gashmias is to be closer to Hashem, to be a ben aliyah, to be a oived. Sai supporting different people, sai supporting yourself. But as a tachlis, and this is what a person has to fulfill. This is what a person has to fulfill. A person has to fulfill to come to his ruchnis, to grow. I'll tell you, I was in a lot of levayas for the years. And there's a huge Israelus. Look where these people got. Look how far these people got. But I'm telling you, all of this Israelus disappears in a couple of days. It fizzles out. This is the Mitzvahs. These years, the job of these years, don't think what will be in the future. You're young. Close yourself. Take yourself to grow. Al toim alik she'ef me'eshme. Shem aloi tipone. Shem aloi tipone. Al toim alik she'ef me'eshme. Shem aloi tipone. Shem aloi tipone. Maybe you won't have, that will never happen. We spoke in the beginning of the winter, but you know, now is the time to mechazak it. I do want to speak about different avodas. I want to speak over the whole winter. It's 5 months. Okay, we have a piece into the 5 months. A person takes himself now 5 months, and he decides he's learning day and night. Again, the day and night doesn't have to be meshuga. The day and night could be the kind of limit. But he's learning day and night. There's no Friday, there's no Shabbos, there's no Ben Azdorim. He's learning, he's learning, he's learning, he's learning, he's learning. 5 months, he could be a different person. He could be a different person. I'm not speaking now mitzad, but we spoke the Aras Dvash. That when a person is nifter, the kirchus around the world, you can chabarai. It's a bonus. It's a bonus. You can chabarai. It's a bonus. I'm around the bonus. Gzeira ala meshu mishtakeach min alev. That smile of those yeshiva, that all of us saw, the closer and the far. You were zeich, I'll tell you, you're young. And I'm trying to remind you that you're young. But in years, you will know it's a kind of rich to be in a time that such Adam Gadol is nifter, to be in a yeshiva when there's a changing of a guard of those yeshiva. It's a schus to be in such a Nazi. Schus. You don't realize it. In years, when people will speak about things that happened, you were here, you were there. It's a zach. But I want to tell you, if when you say it in the same sense, and you say, you know, and in that winter, I learned day and night, it will stay somewhere chashuv. And if not, it will be like a piece of news. Yeah, I remember September 11, I was here when I heard the news. Yeah? It will be the same thing. So, don't. So, you remember you heard September 11. Big deal. Say it. This is the Mitzvahs. Take now. Not tomorrow, not later. Now, when you go out here, this winter will be a different winter, maybe. This winter will be Adar Azach. This is the Achayet and the Libra. This is our Tafkit. This is our Tafkit. And don't wait. Chanukah will come. If you start now, when Chanukah will come, when everything will come, to go weiter and weiter with the Gantz and Starkheit. You'll be climbing up. be shooting up. If it will come in that way, if it will come in that way. If not, gosh. And again, remember, I tried, I was there 3 hours, Hashem tested me. Don't think tomorrow morning was easy for me to learn. Shabbos day again, I had a fight. I'm going to say the answer to that myself, yeah? Leave it to someone else. Hopefully in 120 years now, no. But I'm saying, this is the Metzius. Any person has to. Every person takes to himself. What's that? Myself. Yeah, I'm so far. I'm starving. I'm pushing myself. It takes 2 hours. No one has time to do this. Why not Shabbos is a good time to push yourself? So the most you'll be tired of Shabbos day. In a week, you think I'll be tired tomorrow. Can I get up for sure? It's cheshbonos. Times. Every person has his extra time, yeah? Within 7 to 9, I mean, between 6 to 9, sometimes 3 hours will disappear for some people, yeah? What will happen? So it'll be tired night savings, so we'll sleep early, yeah? No, it gets dark, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I mean, it's like, should 5 hours after night Seder, a second Seder, and it just takes an hour to go to take a drink, and more people sell different Zachen around, yeah? 9 o'clock, you have to go 9 o'clock to Seder, it comes 9:15, yeah? So once we learn, 2 hours afternoon, an hour by night, bizarre. The Balabatim you learn more. Take yourself, decide, I'm changing now. Not forever. This winter. It's 5 months. Say again, can't speak about the whole time, because I want to speak a different midas to be oiled during the whole winter. I'll remember. We'll be holding Baruch Hashem the last week of the winter. And we'll sit together. No one here will leave early, Baruch Hashem. Yeah? Hopefully, if you'll be like that, there's no tzad you'll leave early. Sit like this. I don't have a suffix, yeah? So the ones that will not be here, we knew already that one, they didn't do it. Yeah? And you think to yourself, 5 months ago, I heard a shmooze. I could have taken myself to my hands and be a different person in 5 months. What I am, Nachal Winter. You'll be so sorry. Make a favor to yourself. Don't be sorry. Chaparan will have to see you.